Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and not going to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs.
They're all the same. I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. It's not a fuck. I'm not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what your promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist capitalist scumfucks who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room in this little screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar rolled a film, and it's a shot of the Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before
that looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll,
and then the film, the screen goes up and the lights come up and they go to the new president,
any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
All right, everybody, how you doing? Joseph Gibson here on Blog Talk Radio, 6.05 p.m. on the East Coast here, broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. I know we haven't done a show here in about, what, 3 weeks maybe? And I've invited a few people on the program here tonight, and I don't know if they're going to show up or not. I don't know. I'm not even checking the call screens right now. But, you know, I don't know how long we're going to continue on with this show. As far as, you know, we can only beat the dead horse so much. I mean, you keep just kicking the horse right in the face, and you just can't bring them to drink the water. You just can't do it, you know? I mean, we've had a lot of powerful stories on this show, and that's what I wanted to focus on tonight, a lot of those powerful stories, where we've spoken to a lot of people with CPS issues, custody issues. We remember the Navy dad. If people remember years ago with the Navy dad we had on, who was on a hunger strike. That was national known news. He was on InfoWars, and Fox News actually picked that story up, and we did it first here on Blog Talk Radio. I picked him up first. The Pelletier case, we had him here first on Blog Talk Radio. We had them here first, excuse me. And they then were on the Glenn Beck, and now they're nationally known. So we've done a lot of good over the years, okay? And if we all remember my friend Mitch, I don't know where he is right now. I hope he's okay, but he was in, last time I checked, North Vietnam feeding children that are hungry, volunteering his time. He was in Africa at first. Living for life, helping people, you know, the good people out there. We've had a lot of good people out there on this show. And it just seems that, you know, we haven't learned, at least from a lot of us here, about what we've talked about here, you know, and it's affected my well-being and my personal life also. We talk about these things. You know, this Facebook crap, you know, everyone's staring at their cell phones all day long instead of paying attention to their kids or paying attention to their home life. You know, we're looking towards the world, okay, for answers. We're looking to the world for answers instead of looking to something else. Look, maybe looking towards ourselves, maybe looking towards God. What is family? Without the family in America today, we are nothing, okay? If the foundations be destroyed, how can the righteous live? That's what the book of Psalms says. Again, if the foundations be destroyed, how can the righteous live? Okay? If you have no foundation and you have no home life, what kind of society are you going to have? You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and this is what they told me. If you do things the right way, when two people are together, if you split up, if you do things the right way, it won't affect the children. What? You mean to tell me it's okay for not to have a mommy or a daddy? Both? Is that what you're telling me? This is what I heard. This is what somebody told me. If you do things the right way, as long as you get along, and there's a 50-50 deal, the children won't get hurt. Does anyone out there agree with that? If you do, I'd love to hear from you tonight. All you got to do is press 1. And I want to say something else. For all you backbiters out there, what the Bible talks about, you know, you don't mess with another man's household. You don't do that, okay? You just don't do that. And you don't mess with another woman's household. You just don't do that, okay? If you're any type of good person, you would never, ever try to come between or break up a family, okay? And that's a fact, okay? You would never try to do something like that. And I want to say, without the family, we have no foundation in this country. And that's why our country's so screwed up. You see the school shootings, right? We talked about that many times on this show. We talk about the corruption. And I know people don't want to believe, you know, Bible, Islam, this and that, whatever. It doesn't matter. The moral fabric of our country today has been destroyed. Okay? And it starts at home with the family. You mothers out there, you are a helpmate. That's what the Bible says. And you husbands out there are to respect your wives and love your wives. That's what the Bible says. Okay? Nobody says things are going to be perfect and everything's going to be hunky-dory and there's not going to be any problems. But the world teaches us that as soon as there's one sign of a problem, you run away. You go to the courts and you let social services and CPS pick up the dime. And that's what I'm getting at here. And we've talked about these cases. There is no way in hell that a family could split up and it's not going to hurt the children. I don't give a crap what you've been fed on YouTube. I don't care what some lawyer has told you. I don't give a crap. There is no way in hell if a family was to split up, no matter how you handle the situation, without a mother and father in that home, those children are going to grow up screwed up in the head, whether you like it or not. I just don't care what you have to say about that at all. I don't care. And it's disgusting for people to bring that type of situation up and say something like that. And that is the problem with America today. Our country is so damn broken. We don't know what the hell's going on. How many of you out there know your next door neighbors, let alone sit down at dinner and know your own family? The kitchen table's a damn ornament in your house. That's all it is. How many people sit down at dinner at 5 o'clock? I remember growing up, I remember my grandmother always had dinner ready for my grandfather at 5 p.m. sharp, no matter what. And you were to sit there and eat dinner. And people would sit at that table and you would talk, no matter if you got along or not. How many people do that now? Now, you know what your dinner is? It's Wendy's. It's Papa John's. It's Domino's Pizza. This is what the world has taught you. This is what the world is teaching. And it has affected all of us today. Right down even into my household. The same thing is happening today. Facebook. For God's sake, grow up. I like your post. I like. How stupid. It's nothing but the devil. That's what it is. The devil. It's Satan. That's what it is. You want to dance with the devil? Then go ahead and dance with him. I don't give a crap about Facebook. I don't want to meet people on Facebook. Okay? I meet three people through the telephone. I talked to somebody last night through the radio show. I met him. That's how I use Facebook. I talk to them professionally. I'm not out there trying to hook up with some girl in California who's probably not even real. What a joke. What a joke. And then you people out there, really, you need to grow up, every one of you. All right, I'll open up the phone lines here. Anyone who wants to talk, go ahead. That's fine, and I'm sure we're going to have a wonderful time here tonight. And I invited a lot of people here to join in, and I don't see a lot of people here that are supposed to be here. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe they're busy. I don't know. But let me give you an example right now. I got a message on Facebook right now. I don't know who this person is. Hello. Hi. Hello. Can I text you? I said, you can log into the chat room on my radio show. I don't know what you are talking about. That's what this person just said to me. I said, it's called my radio show. Okay, where are you from and what are you looking for? Where am I from and what am I looking for? No, sweetheart, I'm not looking to hook up with you. No, I'm going to delete you right now. You see, that's what Facebook is about. The devil is prowling around. And this is her. She's online right now. Sandra Williams. That's her name. Okay? Nice little picture she's taking of herself. Oh, yeah. You look real good. Yeah. Yeah. Laying down on a bed, taking a picture of herself. Hello. Hi. Goodbye. You see, that's what a grown man does. Goodbye. You recognize these things. I'm not 15 years old. If I was a 14-year-old, I'd feed into that crap because I didn't know any better. And if I had parents who taught me more, you know, I would definitely not pay attention when I was 14. Okay? You grow up in life. All right, first caller. And, of course, this is going to be an interesting one already right off the bat here. Tony. Hello, this must be Tone. How you doing?
Hey, Joseph. How you doing, brother? Missed you, man.
Yeah, I know you've been missing me the past few weeks, but you don't call me and try to find out what's going on, my so-called friend.
You don't call either, so don't even give me any kind of shit.
I can't call you. I can't. You're on damn set. Your phone disappears from my call history is like within 24 hours because you're on a satellite phone.
All right, I'll give you a call sometime.
All right. What's up? What's on your mind?
I agree with you today. So thank you. I kind of agree with you. Family living is very, very important. I think that definitely structures the way a child's life is. And I'm not talking about all cases with CPS because I think that CPS is very necessary. But I think that sometimes taking children away from parents because of maybe corruption or something along those lines, which I've heard a lot of, I think it would be actually detrimental to a child. Yeah, I agree with you.
Let me ask you a question, Tone. Can I give you a scenario? I just want to give you a scenario.
Sure.
This doesn't pertain to my life, and we could use this as a man or woman. Say, for instance, you've been with someone for 10 years, okay?
Okay.
And you have a child or two together. Okay.
Okay.
And let's pretend it's a woman. Okay. It's a woman. And you moved her into your home. You bought her two houses. And you gave her the option of being a stay at home mom. Okay. You said, hey, you want to go to work? That's fine. That's great. Hey, I'm all for it. But we make enough money so that you could stay home and raise the children. Isn't that great? You know? And.
Sure.
You give that woman, a good time whenever she wants it. Hey, you need to get out of the house? Hey, whenever you want. You want to go shopping? You need some money? Here's $1,000. How about that? Here's $1,000 every month. Okay? And now you got two kids. But all of a sudden, you start not to get along. Okay? So what's your suggestion? How do you rectify that? Break up and divide the family, or should you try counseling maybe? What's your advice as a professional here?
It's a little too general for me. Like, not getting along how? Like, we just don't like being around each other?
Well, yeah.
Are we fighting?
Arguing over silly crap. You know what I mean?
I definitely go to marriage counseling.
I love that. I love that answer because that's the proper thing to do. Because you have innocent bystanders involved, correct? You got children. Why not, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're supposed to put everything you can for the children, but not to a point like if your husband's beating the shit out of you, yeah, you should.
Oh, no,
should
I agree with you 100%.
If he's unfaithful, you can leave.
Yeah.
But
unfaithful?
I think
what would you – now, I got a second part to this question. What if you found out that this person, your other half, was making plans to be with someone else on Facebook? How would you handle that?
I would definitely leave. I wouldn't stay with the person.
Okay. But you can't leave because you own the house. it's yours.
No. I don't care if I own the house or not. I'm a person that you only push me one time in my life. If you push
me
and I try to get some help, then that's one time. But I don't put up with anything like that. But I have an ex-wife
already. That's why I opened up with that Facebook crap. Because, you see, that's what a lot of women do today in today's day and time. Is what they do is they're looking to the world. The grass is greener on the other side, maybe. Instead of fighting for a relationship and the two children you brought into this world, three children, four children, whatever it may be, even though you're not legally married by the state, the Bible, you believe in the Bible, Tone. We've gone over this, flesh on flesh. I mean, you know, if you have children together, according to the Bible, you're technically married. You do what you said, Tone. I agree with you. You say you can only push me once. You know, I mean, we don't get along. We need to try to get outside help here, whether it's through a pastor, a priest, or psychology, right? Whatever. Do you agree with me? Okay.
Yes.
Well, we're on the same page, Tone. Then you're a good man. You're a better man than I. I will tell you that right now. So I agree with you 100%.
I think we're in agreement. And you know, like, it is a big problem in the United States. You see it a lot with a lot of children that don't have parents. And I know we disagree on this issue, but this is the reason why I believe in abortion as well. These children don't have houses. They don't have families. They're raised with people that don't want to have children, and they neglect them. And whose problem do those children become? The country.
Amen. Well, you know what? I'm gonna give in to you a little bit here. But if we fix the problem and add a little more morality between men and women out there in society, we wouldn't have to worry about abortion, right? Because we wouldn't have sex with a woman just for one night. We would make sure we love them before we had a child, right?
Well, yes, I agree. I think a man should be that way. I think he should actually wait to have children. And I think if he's going to go sleeping around before he gets married, he should be using protection as well. I think that condoms are – they're against my church, but sometimes I believe my church isn't always right. Society issues, AIDS.
Now let me ask you another question, Tone. Well, we got a bunch of people on the phone line here tonight. I'll keep you on because I know you come and go here. But I want to ask you one more question that pertains to some of these issues here that I'm talking about. How do you handle somebody who's talking – now, for instance, Tone, if I was to call your wife or if I was to send her a message on Facebook and say, hey, baby, blah, blah, hey, remember me from 10 years ago? But even though I know she's married to you, she's hooked up with you, that guy should get what? A beatdown.
right? I don't think so. No, I don't. I don't think so because I think that – and I get what you're saying. Do I want to kick the guy's ass? Do I want to? Yes, of course. I mean,
yes.
I get angry.
Yeah, you're right.
That's something that I would want to do. I would want to hit the guy. If she reacts on that and I find out, then she's done. She's done with me.
Amen.
Her whole life is completely
then
done.
You answered some questions here for me tonight, brother. You sure did,
sure.
And I thank you for that. You're absolutely correct because if you find out, and you're right. Because you know what? If a girl contacts me, and I brought this up right now, I just deleted somebody. Hi, how are you? What are you looking for? Well, I'm sure as hell not looking for you. Goodbye. I've got a couple children. You know what I mean? I've got children. And I'm faithful to the woman I'm with. I'm faithful. 100%. There is no woman out there that's going to make me talk to another woman.
I give you a lot of respect for that. I give you a lot of respect.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
Hey,
I really do. For once we agree.
I know. Isn't that funny? It's an actual agreement. I don't think I've ever had that with you. But I wanted to ask you a question. How do you think Donald Trump's doing in office now?
How Donald Trump is doing in office right now? To be honest with you, that's an open letter question. It's pertaining to what? Foreign affairs? The economy? Or in general. I mean, in general, I really think that he's doing the best he can with the opposition from the media and the public opinion. I believe if we let the guy alone, he might make some good damn decisions for us. Having peace with North Korea, that's great. We don't want war, right, Tone? We don't want to go to war.
Absolutely.
You know?
Not.
You know?
Absolutely not.
As far as the
war, as far
at
as,
all.
And
Tone, I know we disagree on the immigration policies and everything, and I want to get to some callers here, Tone. I do. I want to get, because our lines are lit up here. But as far as immigration goes, I disagree with some of his stances on immigration. I don't believe in breaking families up at the border. I don't believe in that. I believe, but at the same time, we got to have some sort of border control. You know, we just can't
Absolutely.
Let people just walk right in, you know?
No. I don't believe in open borders. I do not believe in that, that the border should completely be open and people should be coming back and forth. I think that we should have a screening process in order to have immigrants come in, but that's what we're made up of, immigrants. We all are.
No, that's true. That's true. That's true. Hey, Tone, I've got a bunch of calls. I hope you remain and listen, because this was an interesting conversation. This is going to be a powerful show here tonight. I feel it. So I hope you remain as long as you possibly can. And what I'm going to do is open up the phone lines here and see where we go from here. Let's go with, someone new here. Deborah Lewis in Eden, North Carolina. Go ahead. And Tone's on the line with us. So go ahead, Deborah Lewis.
Hey, good afternoon, Joe. About Facebook, I think Facebook could be utilized in a good way and in a bad way. I think if a woman has that much time to spend on Facebook all day long, how are you taking care of your house and family? I mean,
true.
I don't get it. I mean, I use Facebook because I keep in touch with my family in Connecticut. I talk to my cousin Kathy. I talk to my daughter Bridget. You know, and I use it that way. I mean, I have another cousin out in, where the heck is she? I think she moved to Minnesota. I keep in touch with her through Facebook. You know, it's just the same thing as if I were to pick up the phone and talk to her.
Let me ask you this, though. But you've got evil people out there who don't also understand that they're playing with people's heads. You know, they want to you know,
they're phony.
I use this as an example. There was this girl who just contacted me on Facebook. I read the messages she sent me. Now, if I was a jackass, I would have commented back. I would say, yeah, what are you into? Yeah. Hey, where are you from? Yeah. And she probably would have lied to me and said, yeah, I'm right here in Greensboro, but she lives in Washington, D.C. You know, that's what I'm trying to say is that's what I'm talking about with Facebook.
You have to contact your family. That's something different. But I don't talk to any strangers. I don't have time to talk to strangers. I could care less about them. When I have something to say, I'll talk to Bridget.
But what if there's somebody from your past, what if there's somebody from your past and you think you know them from years ago, and then, you know, like, for instance, I want to put this message out there right now. You know, we got people on the phone line right now that are custody lawyers. There are people that are court investigators listening right now. And I'm going to tell you something, you know, we got a lot of friends on this radio show. And what these people are doing to my home, hang on, is absolutely disgusting. And you need to be a man. You need to be a woman.
Right.
You know, you don't go out there looking to hook up with somebody on Facebook.
That's what I said. If you got that much time to spend on Facebook and you start contacting or somebody contacts you from your past and you got to carry on with them, how the heck are you taking care of your house and your family?
Well, that's true. That's true. That's absolutely correct. That's absolutely true. How can you take care of your own home?
I get on in the morning. I get on in the morning and I'll say good morning to Bridget.
You know how much time I spend on Facebook?
I'm going
to tell you right
now,
since last night, I haven't been on Facebook until last night and I programmed this radio show. You know, and then I got these pop-up men, and that's how fast it took for some pervert out there to contact me. They saw me online. Hi, I love your picture, even though that picture doesn't look anything like me anymore, you know.
But
see,
I block people like that. I just turn around and block them.
I
don't have time for that. I just block them. I don't have time for that. I'm there to talk to my cousin Kathy, especially Kathy, because that's the way we keep in touch. Because
well,
we try
yeah.
talking
well,
on the
I know
phone
you
want to
contact. I know
calls.
You want to stay in touch with family and everything. I understand that.
Right.
All right. Well, let's just stay on the line here because I got a bunch of people here
but,
on the line.
But
Joe, here. I don't
the
know.
Other
oh,
thing is
yeah.
no. But the other thing is, a woman if she's home all the time and she's a stay-at-home mom, why don't you cook? Why don't you clean? Why don't you take care of your kids?
Well, I don't know.
I mean,
no.
you're staying
I mean,
home
that's
mom.
What I'm talking
and if you
about.
Get enough, if you get money, if you get money to go shopping with, damn, I wish somebody would do that for me. You know?
Well,
I wish somebody would
problem.
Do that for me.
This is what I said, is the grass is greener on the other side. And I'm not trying to generalize anything. I'm just using scenarios here because
right.
we see this happening
right.
in society today. With
oh,
Arana
I see it
all women,
and I can't stand these people
men.
On their selfies.
Yeah.
I know, I can't
yeah,
stand
yeah,
these people
selfies,
on their selfies,
yeah.
all of it.
Taking pictures with
oh,
their
God.
Thongs sticking out of their rear end, you know? Come on.
I know,
on.
I cannot stand
you
that.
You know, grow
I
up.
I can't stand
grow
selfies.
Up.
I've never done a selfie. I can't stand
selfie,
it.
A selfie, yeah. If you want to take a picture of yourself, that is disgusting, and you post it online, it really is disgusting. Because you know what? If
now,
you
my
got
pictures
that much
have
time
to be with my family.
Lonely, you know what? You
know
what? You want to take a picture? Take a picture of your kids. Take a picture of your house. Take a picture
right.
of your yard.
Right.
You know? Or
flowers.
Or do a family
I do
picture.
Flowers.
Taking a picture. Yeah. Taking
family.
A picture of yourself.
Right.
Look at me. You know?
I know.
I'm
see?
So
I do
sad.
Family pictures.
Yeah,
I
you
do
know.
Family pictures
anyway,
when Granny
right, well, let me just get other people here involved here. Hey, listen,
yeah.
guys, all you got to do is press 1 if you want to join in this conversation. We're talking about the moral fabric of this country today and the breakdown of family. How do you rebuild your family in your home and especially with everything that's going on out there in society today? And I'm going to tell you something right now. We talk about revolutions, and we talk about what's going on in the world. Let me just say this: without the family, without your family unit, like I said, if the foundation has been destroyed, how does the righteous survive? Where is the righteous do? Because let me tell you something: you have to have a moral foundation in your life. You have to have some sort of family. All right, next caller. Let's see here. Let me go down the line here and go in order here. All right, private caller. Let's see who this is. Private caller. Hello. Private caller, go ahead. I just connected. You'll hear somebody say unmuted. Hello. Private caller. I just speak. If you're on the line, can I just say hello and I'll hear you?
Can you hear me
yes,
now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good deal. Hey, Mike from Wisconsin. And, of course, you know what I feel about family. You know when some you stay away from because they'll drag you down in the gutter with them. And others you look up to. Just like my grandmother and my Aunt Claire and Uncle Larry and things, people like that. They're no longer with us, but you know, I have good memories of them, very good memories. And that's how you want to be remembered. And, you know, when you're speaking like you're speaking now about, you know, your wife wants to run off or you want to go look on Facebook somebody, I know problems happen all the time. But, you know, my wife and I, we grow our own grass on our lawn. And if we don't rain, if it doesn't rain and it burns up, it's still half her grass and half mine. And we just, you know, we take our lumps and move on. You know, when things get bad, you just don't say, the heck with you, I'm going to find somebody that has good grass.
Well, Mike, let me ask you a question. Now, Mike, hang on, let me ask you a question. I know you're a friend of the show. You've called in, okay? You raise animals for a living. You're a farmer, okay? And you never had children. All right, but let me ask you this question here. You know, you're a different generation at the same time, but we see what's going on in society today. And you always said, I would never bring children into this type of society. And I always believe that too in a way. But sometimes you meet someone and you want to have children all of a sudden, you know, and you make promises to each other. But what happens when those promises are then broken? And like we were just talking about with the last caller here, Facebook, okay, she stays in, on Facebook, blah, 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 stay in contact with family. That's great. But not everybody's going to do that. A lot of people are on Facebook to search out what? The devil, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. You know, but the problem is we have this technology now where we can meet people around the world that have different opinions and ideas than we do. And it turns some people on and it turns them away from the moral foundation and fabric that our society is supposed to be built on. And that's called truth. That's called family values. It's called, like I told you, the dinner table is an ornament today. It doesn't matter. How many times do everyone in this family or my family or whatnot sit down at that damn table and eat dinner and talk about your day? Never. Never. Okay?
Yeah, but do
instead,
you ever have a cooked
we're
meal?
We're on the internet, Mike. You know? Go ahead. Go ahead, Mike. All right,
a lot of static.
Going.
You might have lost him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I'm still here.
All right. Okay, all right. Well, I'm posing the question to you, Mike. Go ahead. Talk, my friend. Talk.
I know what you're saying about that, and I guess I don't have all the answers and everything. I just know if I love somebody, and, you know, I found my soulmate, and I even moved away from all my family to move out here to Wisconsin because there wasn't anything for me back where I came from. And
okay, well, you found your soulmate, but now let me ask you your advice here. Did you have arguments and disagreements with your soulmate to the point where you slammed the door and said, "Oh, I don't want to talk to you tonight"? Did you?
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
You definitely had you know, yelling, screaming things were, you know,
amen.
I always say,
okay.
I don't like to go to bed mad.
And Mike, and that's my problem here is what I'm trying to bring up is I see situations here, even within my realm here, where you walk into that situation, and all of a sudden, what the world teaches is we got to go to court and we got to separate and we got to separate the family, you know, and that's what the world teaches today. You know, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. You fought through it.
They make it too easy.
Okay.
They make it too easy.
Well, they make it too easy. You're darn right they do. And you know what else makes it easy? There's another guy and another woman on Facebook waiting, just waiting to hook up with you. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guess what? I got tickets to a concert. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, you know, you don't need to be unhappy.
No.
Yeah,
but,
you know?
Yeah, but you understand. You understand, Joe? If somebody came up to me and said, "I have tickets to go see Elvis Presley," and but you know you can't
you
bring your
woman.
Wife.
You mean a woman? You mean a woman? Say a woman contacted
another
Facebook
woman
and said, "Hey, I got a ticket to go see Elvis Presley," which we know he's dead, but just say back in the day when you were younger, and you were arguing with your soulmate. You just said you have a soulmate and you found her, and you're arguing with her, and you're having a tough time, and you're going to bed at night saying, "Jeez, I just can't stand this woman is driving me crazy." But there's a girl on Facebook that says, "Hey, Mike, let's go to a concert together." What would you have done, Mike?
I would have stayed with my wife. There's nothing in this world is better than what I have. If I lost her, I might as well not even be alive. That's
there
my feeling.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect answer, Mike. And I got other callers on the line. Everyone stay on the line. We'll go down the line. I know we got a bunch. Just be patient, everybody. 203, go ahead, Mary. What's that, Mike? Hang on, what?
I'd just like to say, you know, if, you know, this is going to be your last show or
no,
coming
no,
down
no,
your
Mike,
last
it's
show.
Not going to be my last, no, it's not going to be my last show, right, but I've got some problems going on in my life right now, and I'm
okay.
Not going to put that on, I'm not going to put that out there for the world to see, but I'm sure if you're smart enough, you'd understand what we're talking about here tonight, okay? And let's just leave it at that. So go ahead, Meredith in Connecticut. Go ahead. Stay on the line, Mike. Meriden, Connecticut. Go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. Yeah, for my preface, let me tell you that so far it's been a powerful opening. And you know, you said you didn't want to hear it before. I guess you were talking to Tone. By the way, Tone came on, and that was a really great tone. It was very, very good tonight. Nothing went crazy, and you were pretty much right on the mark. But you know, sometimes and generally, it's best just to listen, because you know, nobody knows what they don't know. You know, Mike, you were talking to Mike about disagreements and screaming, and sure, everybody has disagreements and screaming, but you have to realize that that's just an argument. You're not going to go out and look for another him or another her, unless, of course, you know, you have a plan to do that to begin with, and then it makes it so much easier. Actions always speak louder than words. You know, I'm going to clean the house, I'm going to cook, I'm going to go shopping, I'm going to do so-and-so, and nothing happens. Well, you know, well then what you do, like Mike said, you know, the grass is always greener. Well, you try to re-sow that grass, and then you try to re-sow that grass again, because you don't want it to fail, but sometimes it just won't grow. Sometimes the grass won't grow, and maybe it won't grow for many reasons. Maybe it's that Facebook guy or that Facebook girl. But, you know, most of us here know, you know, that you know, money is important. So you have to have the money, too. But you're right. It's about the kids. It's about the children. And then it's about the money, because you need the money to survive. So rather than getting violent, rather than getting into arguments, you know, you need to be mature about this. And again, we should listen. We should listen to those that have gone through it. Of course, we're not always right, and then we're not always wrong. But there is a law called alienation of affection, and that could be brought apart in either party. So rather than go that route, you try to re-sow that grass all the time. But like I said, sometimes the grass is just burnt and it's not going to grow. Maybe because we have a different agenda. Maybe because we don't. Maybe because we're just immature. And if you're immature, you should realize that fact, and you should go for the counseling, and you should go for the counseling, and you should go for the counseling. And maybe you'll grow. Maybe you'll learn. Maybe it'll be better. The grass is not greener. The grass is always greener till after you get out of the bed. And then another child may be present, and then what? It's always wrong. So
yeah, that's
you know,
true. That's very true.
Right, right. So you know, you've got to learn. You've got to listen to others. And I don't want to see anything bad happen either. I can understand probably what you're talking about here. I don't want to see anything bad happen. I've tried. I don't know what the agenda is. But from my point of view, I'm older now. I don't have too much left, you know, as far as what I need to do. I didn't mean it as life or anything like that. And I'm gonna step in one way or another. And I'm going to do my best, and it's going to be the right thing. And it's going to happen.
Well, the right thing is always the people that cannot fend for themselves. That's the
that's
people
right.
you always
exactly.
need. And that's why
exactly.
I brought that up also, where people say, well, you can separate as long as you do it the right way. That's not true.
Well, that was the question
I posed to everybody tonight. Is that true?
Yes. Well, I said you're not going to like what I have to say. And on a general stance and everything, you're absolutely correct. But, you know, sometimes that grass just isn't going to grow. It's just not going to grow for one reason or another, like I reiterated a few moments ago. So it's time that one of them has to go. And sometimes they don't want to go. Sometimes they're willing to go. Sometimes someone needs to step in there and show them the door. Because, you know what? If they think it's hard now, they have no idea what hard's going
to
be.
Well,
I
spoke to somebody who was an investigator last night, a friend. I don't know if she's on the phone. She's going to call in and listen. She's from Ohio. And she's been on this show before, and she's seen many cases like this. And she gave me a lot of good advice. And no, she's not single, and I'm sure she's not trying to hook up with me. Okay, but she's been through this before, and she has a boyfriend, and her boyfriend's been on the show. So anyway, she said a lot of things that are true as far as my situation and about a lot of things that are happening in the world today. and she's very knowledgeable. And I was hoping that maybe she could probably shed some light here on the conversation here tonight about what's going on.
I'd just like to say a couple more. I'd just like to say a couple more.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Because
we have a bunch of callers
else.
Here. Go ahead.
Yeah. Because first of all, you know, it's generally both parties' fault. Both parties are at fault one way or another, generally. So there has to be a give and take on both sides. But you're right. The bottom line is the kids have to be taken care of, because the children, they probably don't even know they're being mistreated. They probably don't even know it because they've known nothing else in their life so far, so they don't know. And as I said, situations will change. Situations will change because people will grow and they will learn and they will try harder. Or sometimes they have to be forced to get those situations to change.
Well, that's why I posed those questions to Tone. Hang on now, let me interrupt you. That's why I posed those questions to Tone, and he was very knowledgeable in what he said. You're right. You know, you cannot go behind someone's back and start making plans while you're in their house.
That's disgusting. You can if you have another agenda.
Yes, true. Yep.
Right. I think I've said enough on the topic. It's recorded.
Well, let me ask your opinion. Hang on. Let me ask you your opinion, though, of this from your experience. Do the children suffer no matter what happens? If the mother and father were to split up, no matter how good they went about it, 50-50, 80-30, 80-40, whatever the hell you want to call it, do the children never recover? Am I correct or wrong?
Well, I don't think the children. Yeah, I think you're correct that they'll never recover. But as I said, I think it may be best for the children because the children are being mistreated and they don't even know it.
Okay. So that's why that Tone also mentions counseling, and that's why you need
exactly
outsiders to intervene in certain situations.
Exactly.
And that's great.
As I said, that grass is that green, it dies and it just won't come back. You know, you've got to replace it. You know, you've got to.
Yeah. And there's people here on the phone line here tonight that have had problems in their relationships, and they did the right thing and they stuck it out.
Right.
You've done it for the kids.
Yeah.
You did it for the kids,
and guess what?
You may realize something smart down the road because nobody knows everything. You know?
You will.
But sometimes it's too late for some.
You'll always realize things down the road no matter how smart you think you are. I mean, just look at me. You know, come on, just look at me.
There you go.
All right. I'll go on mute. You can let someone else talk.
Yeah, I got a bunch of people here. I got 302. You'll be next right after. I see 206 is back. I want to get you in there. I do, but we got to let a couple other people talk first because I've been waiting for a while. Area code 203, Connecticut again. Go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on.
Hi. Good evening. I'm just touching base. I was listening to the comments. Mike out in Wisconsin, he had set up a good platform for this about growing the grass. And then the other married in person brought up a good point, too, about sometimes the grass doesn't grow. Now, you pointed out so many points that I want to make in such a little time. But I wanted to point out, you asked him the question of no matter how you choose, if you need to separate, if you cannot amend the relationship, do the kids suffer? And I say yes. No matter how good you stay friends, no matter how you split things, no matter how nice you are or if you're not friends, the kids will always suffer in some way because their parents are no longer together. The family is broken. Now, it might be healthier sometimes for those two people to no longer be together because if that one person has just totally given up because they're so obsessed with what's on the other side of the other lawn, and really it's just another lawn because, you know, we all realize that later in life, like the other person said in marriage, and as you get older, you know what, you're not as smart as you think you are, you know, and you don't realize this until it's too late. But the whole thing – with the social media, Facebook, people interfering with other people's lives, I blame a lot of it on the social media because we come in contact with people and it's a fantasy. If you're sitting at your computer, you could be talking to anybody anywhere in the world. They could say they're anybody or anything and put a fake picture up there, and you're just in love with it, and it's a fantasy. And it's not, and it might not even be real. But some people take it to the point where they're going to break up their whole life of a decade with kids, a home they built for something that's not even real. So what do you do? How do you fix it?
I don't know.
That's why we're
talking
here tonight.
I mean, what do you do?
I don't know.
I mean, do you take the computer away from the person?
Us. We do what the world's been teaching us now. Just destroy the children. You know?
And that's what happens. The children are going to suffer. Listen, if you have kids together, I feel, no matter what happens, and I agree, you have arguments, you're going to slam the door in each other's face and say, I don't want to discuss anything with you tonight. That's fine. But at some point, you have to be an adult and address the issue. You don't bury it. You don't hide it. It's not one-sided. It takes two to tango. And
But hang on, I want to keep you on. I want to continue this conversation with you, but I want to get to somebody that's been waiting a while. Hopefully we're on topic here tonight. I was hoping Brother Mercy would have joined us tonight. He didn't. I've gotten so many callers that have called in and dropped. And guys, you got to be patient. Everybody has a lot to say here. But stay on the line, and I'll get back to you because we're going to close with you and probably Mike. And maybe Deborah Lewis. I don't know. We'll see. But 302,
yeah,
go ahead. 302, welcome back to the program, Mandelicon. Yes, how you doing?
Not good. Joe Gibson. I'd like to just say a couple things. You know, a lot of times I try to be a diplomat and I try to be nice. Then a lot of times we can't, you know. And this is why, as a revolutionary, I would rather swing with someone on crack, amphetamines, and heroin because they know they're sick. And they know they're going to have to bring their thing up to get some
ethics
and honesty. But when I swing with you guys with the Bible, Torah, and the Quran, y'all are the most unethical, immoral, rapists, and killers on the planet. And you use words. You know, I don't agree with 99% of the stuff that comes out of your mouth or even TRS or whoever. But what I do, I put what I want to put on the table. Now, I got a problem with somebody here, and it wasn't redressed, wasn't addressed, and I got the nastiest mouth on the planet. I'll make you swallow your tongue with words I use, right? I'll cut through your heart. I'll snatch off your head with my words. So I want to ask Tone, when did he experience his first blowjob, and what Boy Scout troop, and what was his name? And answer that, so.
All right. Hey, Mandelicon, we're trying to have a family show. Come on, bro.
I don't care what we're trying to do. He told me to suck his dick, and you didn't check him. I didn't bother.
I didn't. I didn't know he said that. Go back three weeks ago
when I was putting some things on the table, and y'all keep talking about the good Christ and Christian belief. And because you don't like what I say, then he's going to jump off the killer and say something going out. And then when he was going out, he said, for you, Mandelicon, suck my dick. Go back.
All right. Well, anyway,
okay.
Hang on, Mandelicon.
Okay.
We'll address this. Listen, I've given you
showtime.
You know that. So come
on now. You know I always let you say what you got to say.
But tonight, this topic is about a little more personal things. It's about family life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I'm family to a family. In other words, people in my family, they may have come from my mother and father, but they're not my family. If y'all go to what y'all books and you say you like, many people who come together to help and build the nation won't come from your mother and father. So that's one thing. Getting to this social media, here's why I'm a dangerous man. From Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, from the UK to the University of Kentucky, from the Congo to the Bongo, how do you think I can touch the untouchables and be in my dungeon? And nobody could ever see me. How, you know? So I can sway the public opinion across the planet with words. In 1 minute, I can say a sentence, and before you know it, it done got from the Congo to the Bongo, Maine to Florida. How can it be? It's because of social media. And what I got a problem with is when I look at all of y'all on there, you're not trying to do anything to help people or bring them together. You're trying to convince
you're
people.
You're right. We're trying to divide people. You're absolutely correct.
Right.
And that's my problem, Indelicon. I'm talking about social media dividing the people, dividing families tonight. We could talk about government and politics. And if you want to do a show about social media in the future, I'll be more than happy to give you your hours. And you know I will do that. Okay, but I think tonight
that.
It's about family. Okay, tonight it's about family,
yeah.
Dividing the family.
Okay. See, now that's where you're gonna try to. Here's what I don't like about what y'all are doing. You got your definition of what a family is, and you bring it on your mother, father, grandmother, and grandfather, and like that's my family. But then when you go outside in the family at large, you can't treat them like family because they're not your family. So you twist it in your perversion. This is what I'm saying. So I'm using social media to organize people in place, even if I never see them, and operating with the ones that I see each and every day in my family. Y'all don't get the picture. You keep talking about this guy named God, but this creator is family of all people. When you talk about love, unconditional selfless love, y'all got conditional selfless love. If you're in my family, I love you conditionally and selflessly, right? But unconditional selfless love is the creator.
All right. Hang on, Mendelcon. I want Tone to answer your question.
No, you don't have to answer.
Well, he's
okay,
here.
Well,
I mean, he's here.
Okay,
so.
Okay, go ahead. Then I want to respond to whatever he say, because I know he's going to try to.
You can respond,
like,
and then I've got to get to three. Hang on. All right, guys,
okay,
listen. All right, and then 336-817. You will be right
come
after
on,
this.
Come on, good
with
Tone.
These guys. All right, Tone. Come on, Tone. And then I want to get
come
back
on.
To topic. Okay.
Come on, you good
Tone,
Christian,
go ahead, Tone. Go ahead, Tone.
Hey, what's up, Joseph?
Welcome back. Go ahead.
He's
bashing you, Tone. I want to get back on topic here, but
I'm
give
not
you guys
bashing.
A couple
I'm
minutes.
Telling the truth now. Don't bash people.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about, but obviously I hurt him in some way. I don't know.
Okay, let me ask you the question again. I was talking 3 weeks ago. You didn't like what I said, and when you got the outro, you 2 minutes. You said what you want to say, then you said, and finally, and Mendelicon, you can suck my dick.
Uh-huh.
You don't remember that? You got
no,
collective amnesia?
You consider it?
No, I'm saying, no, I just asked you a question. So you asked me, do I consider
well,
it? I said, when
then?
Did you get your
are
first
you
job? And what Boy Scout troop was he in? And what the fuck was his name? That's what I asked you. Because I'm going to tell you
okay,
something.
Okay, I'll give you an answer.
I got an evil
I'll give
tongue.
You an answer.
Watch your language, okay? Argue, but watch
yeah.
your language, please. I got
tell
people
you,
listening
I'll tell you the
tonight,
truth.
Okay?
I don't want to talk no more, man, because
yeah.
he's lying.
You were right
he's
about
got
the
selective person. Amnesia, and he won't own up to his stuff. You understand
no.
me? So I do spies
you,
liars.
You were
I don't
right.
come at you.
You were right. You were right about the Boy Scouts. His name was Mendelicon. I let him suck my dick, and then he wanted me to fuck him in the ass, and I said, no way. That's
all
weird.
Okay, now you see what I mean,
that.
Joe?
All right, guys.
Hey, Joe,
right,
now
right.
you see what I mean? Hey, Joe,
yeah.
now, listen, I'm not
yeah.
going to talk to him. I'm not going to respond to him. Now you see why
okay.
I despise everyone with the Bible, Torah, and the Quran. I despise mm-hmm. all Hebrew Israelites, Moors, Muslim Christians, because I know in my heart. Now you just saw a man act like he had selective amnesia. Then he came and told a goddamn lie. So fuck God. God
right.
is a goddamn
right.
criminal. You understand me?
Okay.
And I mean that.
Okay.
God is a terrible
right.
motherfucker.
Okay.
That's
all
why
right.
I love God.
Okay.
God is
right.
my deity.
Okay.
And she created all
I
men,
know.
Black
you
and white.
Love God.
And
okay.
I know you don't
okay.
like it.
Okay, we will get into
fuck
that.
God.
All right, guys.
You understand me?
All right. Can I get – all right, I agree. All right, you have your chance. Tonight is not about religion. Tonight's about family in America. Okay, guys? All right, so everyone, just chill out for a minute, please. And Mendelicon, just chill out for a minute. All right, I'll leave you on the line, but it's about family in America right now. All right, but I want to bring on a new caller here, 336. This is Leroy. Leroy, go ahead, Leroy. I want to get to something new here. We'll talk about this stuff later. I didn't want this tonight. I don't want to talk about God and the world and the slaves and all that. I'm talking about what's going on in America today with our families. You know, that's what this show is about, okay? And I want to keep order here. You know I give everyone a chance to say whatever they want, and I just did that. But we got way off topic again. This is about the families in America, and it's destroying America. America's being destroyed. The family's being destroyed. It's happening all around us, even within our own homes. So go ahead, Leroy. Go ahead. And Brother Mercy, I don't know if you're out there. Yeah, I see you, my friend. You'll be next, I promise. Go ahead, Leroy. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening from Long Island, New York. I'm up here in Yankee Land.
Long Island, New York. Hey, Long Island, New York. Wow. What's going on? You're traveling all over the place.
I figured I'd walk over to Amityville, get all cracked up, kill my family.
Amityville! Hey, don't make movies about it. Amityville Horror, remember that one?
Yeah, oh my lord,
I'd
exactly.
love to see that.
Well, I'm right around the corner from it, actually.
Are you really?
One of the guys was up here. Yeah, I'm right down the road from Amityville. But the guy, one of the guys that works at the store I'm closing, he's actually friends with people who live in the house. They've been living in the house for 20 years with no
and
nothing
happens,
it's,
huh?
No, they don't even see a light shut off, huh? No, I mean, I turned from a house creaking into a full-blown out horror movie, you know, and the dude was a drug addict, you know, and killed his family and blames it on demons.
Yeah, and Hollywood's like, let's make a movie about it. The guy was on acid. Yeah, the guy was on acid and he heard voices. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know that, but they turned it into a demon thing. But that, hey, that's a whole other show, man. That's a great
show. Anyway, Leroy,
go ahead.
I hear all the bull crap going on for the past 10, 15 minutes, and to me, the one thing that kept going to my mind is, why are we always living in the past? Quit living in the past, man. Damn, 3 weeks ago, 300 years ago, it don't matter. But social media, the thing about social media that gets me is it puts you in contact and it puts people in contact with you that you in your life would never have a damn thing to do with otherwise. And now they're making it to where everybody is got to be so connected to it in school and everything that we rely on it. You got some little pimple-faced geek, Mark Zuckerberg, you know, that sells out people's information, then apologizes. But that's okay, you know. No, he's not going to go to jail for that, you know. If we slipped out one person's information or something like that, private information, we'd be in jail. But he, what'd he do? Like 300 million damn people? Come on, man.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, Leroy. We need to do a show about that, actually. We need to attack Mr. Zuckerberg because you're absolutely right. Yeah. They steals everyone's personal information, sells it across the damn world, and he goes in front of Congress and says, I'm sorry, but this is the way it is. And because Facebook is so powerful today, and it influences our everyday lives, it's okay. But,
that's how most people get their news and everything is off Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's on Facebook, it's got to be true.
And the thing
about the families, too, that I disagree with is parents nowadays are trying to be their children's best friend rather than being their damn parent. You know, parents going around drinking with their kids, smoking dope with their kids, partying with their kids. Be a damn parent, you know. If your life sucked that so bad when you was a teenager that you couldn't do that when you was young and you got to do it now that you're old and you got kids, and then maybe, you know, you chose the wrong path, But
can I ask you a question, Leroy? Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask everybody this here tonight. I did ask Merritt in Connecticut, and I asked the other one in Merritt in Connecticut. When you separate, you're married, and I know you had problems probably in your marriage throughout the years.
Not really.
If you were to ever separate, well, listen, if you are to separate, it hurts the children no matter what happens, correct? There's no right way.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That was my question.
Unless your child is your best friend and she wants to poke your, I don't know, menage a trois, whatever. But, you know, that's where things are going nowadays. Everybody's riding their unicorns.
That ain't happening.
Painting rainbows and everything. You know, riding unicorns, painting rainbows all over everything.
No,
you know,
I understand what you're saying. It's becoming more acceptable in society.
And by the way, somebody asked in the chat how I got here. I drove up here. I drove to Long Island. I'm driving back probably tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
They asked.
But
in the chat room.
It's a good, Yeah, but yeah, it's just the whole family thing. It's been going downhill ever since probably, you know, the '70s, maybe before that. But you know, that's as far as I can remember, anyway. So I can't
believe
what
it since we've taken God out of the picture. And Leroy,
oh,
I just want to ask
long before
I get
that,
to brother,
it's been going downhill.
Well, before I get to Brother Mercy, I just want to say, if you and your wife, how long you been married now? You've been married now for a while. How long have you been married?
20 years last week.
All right, 20 years last week. Say, let me give you an example. 2 weeks ago, you found out your wife was talking to another guy on Facebook, and she was saying, "Hey, baby, how you doing? I got tickets to go to a concert next week. We really need to hook up." And you saw that message on Facebook. What would you do? What would you do? How would you react? What would you tell your wife if you found that?
It's hard to speak in circumstantial situations like that what I would do or anything would do. It would definitely be confronted, but, you know, an overreaction.
Well, how would you handle it as a husband? How would you handle it as a husband?
Well, first, I'd disconnect the damn internet, but no, it's real simple.
All right.
I'll
speak
now.
All right.
You know,
okay.
I'll talk to him now, you know, but.
All right. Well, let's be serious here. You got two children.
Well, I was being serious. I would disconnect the damn internet.
All right. Well, I'm just asking hypotheticals. I'm just saying, what would you do? And because these are situations that are coming arising that I've been put forth and I've been confronted with here on social media and in my life. So that's why I'm doing this. I need advice.
Well, before you can play the blame game, you have to look in the mirror and ask, have I done anything to help motivate this action and find out, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you got to ask yourself that question. I mean, maybe it's something you said one day. It may, you know, maybe something, you know, you don't know.
Leroy, let me ask you a question. Hang on. Because these are important questions I'm trying to ask you here. Okay. I see your point. Unless I punched her in the face, let's say, and I choked her and blah, 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 because that's uncalled for. We know that. That would be untolerated, you know. But an argument would justify going to talk to an opposite sex if you're in a marriage with someone?
No. It would not. But, you know, if someone's been – some people lock up their feelings and stuff inside so much that – they don't talk about what's bothering them. And maybe that's what I was trying to get at, is maybe something I'm doing is bothering to the point where someone would want to do that. And you got to, that's why you got to dig deeper. You just can't automatically go off the handle and say, you know, get out of my house, blah, blah, blah. Find out, make sure it ain't something that was cultivated over a long period of time before, you know, you just throw everything out the window. I mean, that's the way you got to do it. I mean, it's life. We're in our 40s, getting close to 50,
All right. So these people here want to say the other half wants to seek counseling because that's never been done before, and the other half person
that's
says
a smart
no.
Move.
Is it a smart move or not?
Well. A smart move to try to seek counseling, I would think, yes. If the other person says no, then that's telling me that they're agreeing that it's over and they don't want to work on nothing. I mean, that's the way
Thank
I would take
you.
It. If somebody doesn't want to work on something, then, yeah, it's time to move on. And
you should go to counseling.
But how
do you move on
when there's two innocent children involved?
Well, that's when you have no choice. I mean, you try, but guess what? Sometimes you hit a brick wall and you can't get past it. And that's when it doesn't matter if it's two children or 30 children involved. You do what's right and what's best. And you know what? When the children are 20 years old, they'll realize that. And until then, you know, it's going to hurt them some. It's going to confuse them some. And they're going to be, you know, and they're going to suffer some. But Leroy,
this is the problem with America today, and I opened up with this.
It is.
We see problems. How can, you know, we have a foundation. How can the righteous stand when our foundations are built of sand? How? You know, we've got to address it. You don't run away when times get hard. You embrace your tribulation. You embrace, if you're a godly person, you know. But anyway, Leroy, thank you very much.
I'll leave you
out
one more thing. Anybody that's been together more than 7 years, anyone that's been together with the same person more than 7 years has already accomplished more than what was bred in our genes. Because throughout the history of men and women since they've been on Earth up until, you know, here in the last couple hundred years, 100,000 years or whatever, it's always been they pair up for about 7 years, long enough to breed, start raising the children, to split different ways. It's been that way long before there was a book, long before there was anything. And it may be something that's permanently bred in some people's brains that they can't get over. I don't know. It's like a dog. How does a dog know to sleep with the other dog? We don't teach them that. It's
all
just
right,
bred.
Okay.
Let's
get another voice in here. Let's get another voice. Stay on the line here real quick because we're running out of time. We only got 20 minutes left, and I want to get everybody in. So, Brother Mercy, welcome to the program. Hello, Brother Mercy. Welcome to the program. Thanks. I'm glad to hear from you after so long. What's up, brother?
Yeah, hey, how you doing? I think what we're running into is that, you know, we don't want to talk about God. We don't want to talk about the past.
Amen.
We don't want to talk about slavery. We don't want to talk about the history. We don't want to talk about it. So when you don't talk about all these things, what is your foundation? We don't have a foundation, you know. So the thing is, if you look at the family structure, the Pilgrims, when they came over here, look what they did to the Indians. I mean, so the reason why I talk about that, not to bring up history, because you had one group of people destroying the family structure of another group of people. And when hatred is taught then in your family, then there's going to be hatred in the family. If you teach hatred to hate others, eventually that family is going to hate each other. So, because hate never breeds anything positive. So I just wanted to say, and it's not just one group against the other, but I'm just trying to show you how war has, if you look at history of this country is full of bloodshed and full of war. In that case, you're going to have problems in your family if you have war and bloodshed. So I just say that, you know, what I didn't like from Manelicon earlier, although I don't agree with what you know, how the guy had put him down, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with Medellin cursing God. That's what I don't agree with, and I never tolerate that. Because just because someone disrespects you, and I totally agree with Medellin, he's totally wrong for what he did, but we don't have to curse God because of that. You know, that's all I'm saying. Because that person that's doing that, that's that person. And we need to hold that person accountable for their actions. Because what he said to Medellin was totally out of line, and he should have been disciplined. So that's what I have to say about that. But that's just an example of what's going on. You got one person doing somebody else wrong, we blame somebody else, you know. you got a husband get laid off on his job, and the wife blames the husband. You know, it could be discrimination about the job. It could be anything. I mean, it could be anything. You know what I'm saying? So I think we do a lot of blame gaming and not working together, you know. Or if the wife is doing whatever, she might be doing it because several reasons, you know, or whatever, because of society, because of temptation, because of, I mean, it's just so much going on in our world today. It's easily to fall off the horse, so to speak. So I just wanted to say that, and it's not making nobody excuse for anyone, but I'm just saying there's so many distractions today. So, you know, with social media and all that's going on, you know, so I just wanted to say that you got to be strong, but at the same time, we always say go back to the good old days, but I'm just trying to figure out when those days were, because if you go back to any period of time, you're going to see trouble and travail. So I just wanted to say we just got to work hard and pray and bring God back into the family and work together and show love towards each other because God is love. So that's what I wanted to say.
Well, you're absolutely right. God is love. I know Manelikon was talking about God. He worships the goddess. That's fine. We went over that many times already. Dr. Peter Ventura has been into that with him, but, you know, I worship God. There is a God in this world. We didn't come from a monkey. We didn't come from a fish. There is a creator somewhere out there in the universe. Whether or not the Bible was rewritten by men or not, listen, I don't care. All I know is the freaking Bible answers itself, and everything the Bible has talked about throughout the generations, it's happening right before our very eyes. And all you got to do is open your eyes, and you can see that. It's a fact, okay? Everything that's been prophesized, you know, 450 prophecies over the last 70 years have been fulfilled. All you got to do is read your Bible and you'd see that.
How could that be?
Nostradamus couldn't even do that, you know? And but we'll watch a TV show about Nostradamus. We'll believe in that, you know? And as far as the goddesses go and everything, we've addressed that on this show. And Mandela Khan is always welcome to host his own program. I don't know if I'll be here next week for another show again. I don't know. You know, like I said, I think everyone could pretty much acknowledge here that what's going on in my life, I'm having problems. I wish my friend would have called in tonight, my investigator from Ohio. That would have been great. I spoke with her last night, very knowledgeable, done a lot of CPS investigations, very knowledgeable, gave me a lot of great advice. I was hoping she would call in. She's been on this show before. Maybe she did tell me she might be busy, so that's okay. And then I had also, I had an organization here, Men of Alienation or Abuse. They were the 601 number I see. I can connect you now. Men of Alienation, if you want to be connected, call in, please. Let me send them a message talking about you now. About you now, about you now, now, now. So please call in, please call in, please call in, call in, blah, blah, blah. I type slow, so sorry, because, you know, I got a phone in my hand. And, you know, Men of Alienation, if you want to call in, I'd be more than happy to connect you. I'm only on for another 13 minutes. So I'd like to hear a different voice here tonight. We got a bunch of people in the chat room, too. This would be great because I'll have a closing here, and I'll let everyone do their closing if they want. Hang on. I am on for 13 more minutes, and I know I got MandelaCon out there still. 13 more minutes, blah, blah, blah. Let me do this right now. See, I'm talking to people on Facebook. I don't see them, 601. They were on here for a while. I'd be more than happy. But, you know, the bottom line is this issue isn't going to be solved overnight. It's not going to be fixed overnight. This is an issue. I think Brother Murphy did make a great point here about God. You have to have some sort of foundation, okay? You got to have some sort of foundation, because if you have no foundation, you're basically what? What's the Bible say? If you're very simple, and I know people don't want to talk about the Bible. Well, blah, blah, blah. But the Bible answers a lot of questions in our life. It does, whether or not you believe in it or not. All right. And the fact of the matter is we're seeing a new world develop right before us right now. Social media, there's nothing really good that comes out of it. We heard Deborah Lewis say, yeah, I talk to my family. Well, you have a cell phone. You could talk to your family without social media. How about that? You know, social media has done more bad than it has done good, because that's in our nature, in mankind, to turn a good thing into bad. You know, just look at the beginning of time, the Garden of Eden. God said, hey, here's your Garden of Eden. Here, you've got it all, man and woman. You're perfect. You're happy. Create. Have many children. Just don't touch that tree over there. Don't do it. Just don't do it. I created you, so I have a right to tell you, just like your children, don't touch the hot stove, right? Don't touch the hot stove. Don't run out into the road. Well, God told Adam and Eve, don't touch that tree. You're going to be in trouble. And Eve decided she was going to be tempted and touch that tree. Right? How interesting. And what happened to Eve? What happened to Eve when she touched that tree? Eve has a child. What happens? She screams in pain. Okay? All right? She screams in pain. That's what Eve does, right? And man was created how? Or woman was created from man.
That's why man has another rib missing than woman, okay? Woman was created from man. And God created something beautiful in his own image, a man and a woman. And he like I just told you, he told Eve and Adam, don't touch that tree. And it's kind of like you guys, right? It's kind of like us. We have a child, right? We tell that child, don't touch that stove. Don't run out into the road. Go to bed at 8 o'clock. Right? God told his children, Adam and Eve, not to do something. Well, what happened when Adam and Eve broke that rule? They disobeyed. They were punished. That's why Eve bleeds every month. Okay? Well, it's called the woman's period, if you want to know. That's why women suffer when they give birth, because God says it in the Bible. You're cursed. Now you disobeyed me. Oh, it wasn't just the woman that was cursed. It was man, too. He told Adam, you will work by the sweat of your brow from now on. That means blood, sweat, and tears, buddy boy. When you dig a hole, you're going to sweat. When you want to build a house, you're going to sweat. When you're going to go out there and work for a living, you're going to sweat, okay? Nothing's going to come easy no more. You had your garden of paradise. I gave it to you, and I'm punishing you. That's what God said. And as time went on, throughout the ages, man still continued to disobey God, right? And then Moses, blah, blah, blah. We don't have to go over the whole Bible here tonight. God finally figured out, look, what the hell's wrong with man? So what he did was he said, I'm going to send my son down there. I'm going to recreate myself, okay? And Mary was chosen to give birth to that man. I know Mandela Khan's probably spinning upside down right now, having convulsions that I'm talking about this, but it's the truth, okay? And Mary was conceived the Holy Spirit. That was God, and she gave birth to Jesus the Son. And Jesus the Son walked this earth as a man, as God, and he saw how corrupted man was. And he tried to save him. He tried. He really did, but nobody would listen. They killed him. They killed him. They beat him to a bloody pulp. They beat God to a bloody pulp. Okay, so God knew that, and he died. He died on earth as a man for you because you don't understand his plan. You don't get God's plan. You don't understand it. You can't. You cannot understand it. That's why Jesus died for your sins, because you don't understand it. You don't get it. And don't blame yourself. Nobody has since the beginning of time. Because man was given what? Free will to make his own decisions. I mean, after all, what do we do when we have children? We want our children to have their own decisions, right? We don't control. We bring a son or a daughter into our life. What do? You could choose your own ways. You choose your own way of life. And you sit there as a parent and say, why are you making these mistakes? What are you doing? Okay? And that's what God is doing when he looks upon you. Doing. I give you my word. You don't listen to it. You say you don't understand it. I give you free will to make your own decisions. Well, and there's a lot more to the story than that. Okay? You just got to read your Bible and understand it. And that's why we talk about family. Yes, go ahead, Mandela Khan. I got 6 minutes. Go ahead.
Let me do this because I don't want to be misconstrued, because there's a lot of lies going down in religion, whether it's the Bible, Torah, and Quran. Now, notice I mentioned two other books, Torah and Quran.
That's fine.
And I want to make that crystal clear, because y'all got to put holistic healing on the table. That's what I bring into people's revolution. It's revolutionary revelation. I just want to read you something shortly. And let the ponder on everybody who said that I blaspheme, I lie, and even this guy, Brother Mercer. See, that's under your own selective amnesia. Just like you just read something. You said, well, woman came from man's rib. That's definitely not true. And I'm not going to bring it up on the table now. That's definitely not true. But I'm going to read you something. And I know that you and everybody in your little Christian circle here, you're going to fight like hell. I mean, even if you was a Muslim, you would fight like hell. If you was a Hebrew, you would fight like hell. If you were a Moor, you would fight like hell. But let me just read this to you right quick. Patriarchal law, often called the will of God, is in fact a wholly secular, cynical legal system designed purposely to maintain male power through institutional control of female energy. Under patriarchal legal, religious, and economical social system, some men dominate others, but all men benefit from their organized domination of the worldwide community of women. Now,
and you really think man, hang on. Okay, to answer that verse you just gave, you really think man is that powerful?
No, I'm going to tell you what I know.
As corrupted, hang on, no, I don't care what you know. I'm asking you because you just read an opinion, okay? And that's an opinion by what someone wrote. You really believe that man is that powerful? To have that much power over women and men over the globe? Wow, you got a lot of faith, brother.
Now, here's why. I'm not your brother. See, here's why I'm not your brother. You don't take a lie.
You're born in the flesh.
Hold on. Because here's where you just went off on the deep end again. You said, do I really think, feel, or believe? And you asked me a question, but then you're going to set the question the way you want it to be coming out. But here's where you're going to drop your own tongue. I want you to lay the map of the world out right now. That's why I told you that I would rather be with a person on amphetamines, crack, and heroin than
what
you guys with the Bible.
What map of the world? What map of the world, my friend? What? What do you mean map of the world?
There's only one Earth. Just look on Mother Earth, not Father Earth or God Earth. Mother Earth.
Is Earth
do that right now.
Too? Are we going to tip over the other side? I mean, what do you mean map of the
world? Now, there you're going to try to run. That's called a Christian blocking, tackling, and fumbling. But here's what I'm going to show you.
I'm not running, my friend. I'm not running.
You won't let me answer the question you asked. You asked me a question. And you're going to try to steer my answer because you know
well,
I'm going to
answer it. Stop being
yourself.
Poetic when you answer. Stop being poetic and
philosophical.
No, listen.
You speak the way you want to speak, and you don't control. Look, Joe, I hardly listen to my father, and I never listen to God. Here, let me answer the question where I can show you the truth. Now,
answer it.
When it comes to rape, wars, and jump-out squads, and nation invasions, and nation jacking, and carjacking and home invasion, you tell me, do you see all the bombs bursting in the air and the rockets red glare coming from this nation in words, action, and deeds? Guess who's leading it? The people with the Bible, Torah, and the Quran. You know, assalamu alaikum, I'm going to blow your ass up. Praise the Lord. I'm going to kill everybody that ain't like me. Yahweh over in, what's his name, over in North Africa called Israel. I'm killing every Arab.
I don't know about Prophet Muhammad or anything else. I only know about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know,
well, I know what I see on the world. I know what
okay?
I see on the world. I know what I see on the world. And what I see on the world is all you so-called people of repentance and ethics and morals, you know, you're demonstrating some beneficence with your bombs and your bullets.
Right? Hypocrites. Hang on. Mandelicon. You're right. We're hypocrites. But tell me, do you walk around in a grocery store with the rock and roll music playing? Are you a hypocrite then for listening to it? You know, well, you're a hypocrite too, right? So, you know, you call us all hypocrites, but, you know, the fact
I didn't
that
call you
a
hypocrite.
That,
I call you war criminals. I'm worse than that.
I'm a war criminal.
You're a war criminal, and you're using the pretext of this.
Define a war criminal. Can you define a war criminal? What is a war criminal?
Using the appearance of I'm a good, ethical, moral, honorable guy. And then the next thing you know, as soon as I turn my back,
I'm not using anything. I believe in an honorable guy.
I know you're
God.
Not.
I know you're not.
We got the greatest country in the world. This is the best place to be. We're the best people on the planet.
We have the best constitution in the world. We do.
You're the brainwashed people on the planet to honestly think that, look,
and
I got the power of God.
If you don't love our Constitution, Mandelicon, if you don't love our Constitution,
I'm doing something about it. You don't give me no advice.
So much. then why not leave the country and go someplace else?
Okay, now this
and fight
is,
for see, their
listen,
rights.
If anybody got to leave here, it's the illegal alien European invader. This is my home. This is Ethiopia. This
boy,
is Ethiopia, okay?
Oh, no.
Now, before the United States of America and before the Pacific
and
Atlantic Ocean,
so
I tell you to Google right
this
now.
This is not
Google
what the
right
show
now,
is about
Google,
tonight, brother.
And if it's not the Ethiopian Ocean, I'll never utter a word over here.
My friend, I don't like muting people. I'm not going to mute you, but please, that's not what this show was about tonight. It was about the
family structure. No, it's not what you wanted to be about.
America.
I understand that. Y'all think you're going to keep things at your
show.
But America's free. America, as you know it, is
not
in it.
Topic, my friend.
Okay?
Okay? Okay? So listen,
all right.
This is what the show was about. It was about the family structure in our country today. You want to talk about
God
something else?
God bless America and the hell with every place else. I know.
That's right. God bless America. America is number one. All right. Anyway, God bless everyone tonight. Listen, we had a good, deep conversation here tonight. I'm not going to argue anyway. I'm going to be cut off any minute. We could talk about politics all the time. We always do. But tonight was about the family structure, the structure of the family in America and why we're being destroyed. Okay?
30 seconds?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Your issue isn't solved, or the issue we're talking about isn't solved, because each party already knows what they really want to do. If they don't know what they want to do, or they have an inkling that they don't know what to do, go to counseling. Don't think about it. Go. Just go and get the best answers. If the other party doesn't want to go, go alone. Go with the other party, or go with the children. You know, just do what they say. You know, the children are the most important here, and they're the ones that need to help. This is a different day and age. You know, if my other half wanted to go to a concert with another party, it'd be fine with me. But I'd like to meet that other party first, because I want to know my other half. So there has to be trust there as well.
Well, nobody's going to a concert with anybody with my children. So anyway,
not with the children. Of course not. Not with the children. Of course not.
But anyway, well, the fact of the matter, and I'm not going to support that person when they're out with someone else either. So, you know, and we know what we got at tonight here on this radio program. And I'm sorry. I apologize for the political nonsense that got involved. I mean, you know, people got to respect the topic of this program. They really do. Even Tone respected the topic here tonight. You know, I don't want to talk about slavery when I'm talking about family values. Come on. You know, knock it off, people. Knock it off. Hey, I don't want to hear about D-I-C-K and all the other swear words. I lost 7 callers over that. You know? Nobody wants to hear that crap. You got a foul mouth like that, don't call into this program. Don't do it no more, okay? I don't like that. That's not right. And nobody wants to hear it. I give you your own show, and you can't respect the show that I put forth tonight. You know, I'm talking about the morality of our families here in America tonight. That's what this show was about. Anyway, I've really got to wrap it up. I got to end the episode. They're going to cut me off any second. I want to thank everyone who participated here. Anyone got a last word? I can't guarantee you'll be heard, but I'll go down the line real quick. Mike, you want to say something real quick? Go ahead.
Yes, just amen to what you just said. And we'll all be praying. And, you know, anything I can do or be assistance to, you always know I'm a phone call away. So,
all right, Mike, thank you. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. Brother Mercy, real quick, 30 seconds because they can cut us off any second. Go ahead, Brother Mercy.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that was great what you just said. No disrespect should be tolerated from anyone, especially the words that came from that young man's mouth. And so I just wanted to say that was very disrespectful towards the Mandela guy, and I'm glad you addressed it. That's it.
Thank you. Brother Mercy, thank you. You're always a good friend of mine, Brother Mercy. You know we did the sports show together, and I trust you. I know we don't agree on everything, but, hey, friends don't have to agree on everything. That's why you're friends, so you can learn from each other. Brother Mercy, you're a good man. I do trust you. I do. That's why I always welcome you on this program. Go ahead, Leroy, real quick, because they're going to cut us off. Go ahead. I guess Leroy's not here, maybe. All right. Leroy, you still there? All right. I guess he's not here.
Yeah, I'm working. I can't talk right now.
All right. Okay. Okay. I understand. All right. Listen, God bless all of you, the private callers. Thank you. And remember, we got CPS people listening here tonight, my friends from CPS, my investigators, my court investigators. I appreciate you listening in tonight. I really do. And I appreciate the advice you've given me. And I want to tell you something right now. We've made a lot of strong connections on this show with a lot of good people. And some people have called me, and they've offered me their advice, and they've given good advice. And I thank you for your help. I really do. And I'm going to tell you something right now. You don't interfere with another man's family. Don't ever do that. It's wrong. You don't
That.
Okay? All right, guys. Good night.
God bless. Good night.